Track 1, heading Introduction. This is the Midwestern Community News, the Midwestern Regional Counselling Community Newsletter for July 2023. This audio copy is issued by the Midwestern Regional Council for the use of print handicapped residents. Spelling will be quoted for important, difficult or unfamiliar words or names. Photographs, sketches, diagrams, charts, etc. will be described in brief as far as possible, and their captions will be read. Page numbers will not be read, but the reading is arranged by subject in tracks, organised as outlined in Track 2, Index of Tracks. Track numbers and titles will be announced. Remember, if you're playing a CD version, you can, by using the skip button on your CD player, listen to any track you choose, without having to listen to the whole recording to do so. This facility is not available on downloaded versions. Track 2, heading Index of Tracks. Help you find your way around the recording. Track 1, Introduction, explains how the document will be read. Track 2, Index of Tracks, this track now playing. Track 3, Masthead. Track 4, $78.3 million works budget. Track 5, From the Mayor's Desk. Track 6, Gulgong wins bronze. Track 7, Celebrating our local volunteers. Track 8, News in Brief, there are 7 items. Track 9, Improving Local Roads. Track 10, Mudgee Town Hall Cinema Anniversary. Track 11, Join Council for National Tree Day on the 30th of July. Track 12, Your Council Representatives. Track 13, Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Track 14, Events Calendar, July 2023. Track 15, Contact Midwestern Regional Council. The reading will now commence with Track 3. Track 3, heading Masthead. Midwestern Regional Council Community News for July 2023. There is a sketch in black and white, no shades of grey, giving the impression of a silhouette of a rural scene showing rolling hills with a few trees on the skyline. At one point below the horizon, there is an orchard of white trees. Over a gorge is a six-legged steel trestle bridge, which a man on a tractor has just crossed as he makes his way along a fenced road to a farm complex, complete with sheds, a water tower, a house, a windmill, and a silo. Track 4, heading $78.3 million works budget. Council has committed $78.3 million towards community projects this financial year following adoption of the 2023-24 operational plan. The plan includes Council's budget for the new financial year, where funds will be allocated and how this expenditure is funded. Almost 20% of this budget, $14.9 million, has been committed to upgrades for roads, bridges and footpaths. The largest value roads project will be the seal extension of Coricuddy Road, Coricuddy, at $2.7 million, with a further $4.1 million secured from the New South Wales grant funding to undertake repairs across the region following the 2022 floods. Recreational facility upgrades will be undertaken throughout the region to cater for the growing community's needs. Some of the projects include an all-new adventure play space in Candos, a new amenities building at Victoria Park in Gulgong, and upgrades to Rylstone Showground. Residents were asked to submit their ideas as part of the development of this year's plan. A variety of submissions were put forward, and Council will deliver on some, including a new playground at Windaya and playground upgrade at Charbonne in 2024-25. Major field renovation at Waratah Park in Candos, extension of the walking area along the river at Rylstone, and upgrades to playground softfall across the region. The operational plan is available in full on Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. The numbers. $14.9 million on the transport network, including roads, bridges and footpaths. $4.1 million in New South Wales Government grant funding secured to undertake road repairs following 2022 floods. $1 million towards Country Universities Centre New South Wales Government grant funded with council contribution. $558,000 Kandos Inclusive Adventure Play Space. $446,000 Victoria Park Golgong Amenities Upgrade. A large image shows people walking and riding bikes on the wide new concrete pathway in Mudgee's Lawson Park, with expansive lawns either side and several mature trees in view. Track 5, heading from the Mayor's Desk. This month, Council is presenting its operational plan for the new financial year. This is the most important document Council works on each year and includes the organisation's budget and fees and charges. As you'll read, we're investing significantly in road maintenance and recreation and have worked hard to secure major grant funding for a number of projects. To see a full copy of the plan, visit Council's website. It was fantastic to see Golgong win bronze at the New South Wales Top Tourism Town Awards in the small town category for population between 1,500 and 5,000 residents. Rylstone was a finalist in the tiny town category, and Mudgee was inducted into the Hall of Fame for successive state and national Top Tourism Town Awards in 2021 and 2022. This really is a joint effort, and I congratulate all involved, including Mudgee Region Tourism, the region's tourism operators, and the community. I would also like to give a special thank you to all the people who volunteer with Council. In May, we recognised Volunteer Week and the fantastic efforts of our Meals on Wheels and community transport drivers. During the same month, we had 150 people volunteer to help plant trees locally. These volunteer hours make a significant difference for the benefit of our community, and I thank all of these people for their time and efforts. Mayor Des Kennedy. Track 6, heading Golgong wins bronze. New South Wales top small tourism town awards announced. Golgong has won bronze at the New South Wales Top Tourism Town Awards in the small town category for population between 1,500 and 5,000 residents. Mudgee was inducted into the Hall of Fame in recognition of the outstanding achievement in being crowned winner in the Top Tourism Town category at the New South Wales Top Tourism Awards in 2021 and receiving the Australian Top Town Tourism Award in 2021 and 2022. Rylstone was named as a finalist in the Tiny Town category. The tourism industry is essential to our local economy, delivering $131.6 million annually. Council recognises this value and works hard to support the local tourism and event operators, delivering and attracting major events and infrastructure that supports tourism and other key sectors in our local economy. The large image shows the view down busy Main Street, Golgong, towards an old two-storey building with a corrugated iron roof and wide verandas. Track 7, heading Celebrating Our Local Volunteers. Following Volunteer Week in May, Council would like to acknowledge and thank its dedicated team of Meals on Wheels and Mudgee Community Transport volunteers. Meals on Wheels volunteers give up their time to deliver meals to vulnerable community members each week, including public holidays. It's not just meals. Volunteers provide social interaction and a friendly well-being check-in. Similarly, community transport drivers give their time and companionship to the elderly and members of our community living with disability, delivering them safely to a variety of appointments and activities, locally and throughout the region. Council's volunteers play an integral role in our community and are essential to allow the continuation of these much-needed local services. These volunteers give from 1 hour a month to 8 hours a day and come from all walks of life, as individuals and from community organisations and local businesses. Council gives sincere thanks to these individuals for all that they do for our community. If you're interested in volunteering, details can be found on Council's website. A small photo shows two Mudgee community transport workers standing in front of a community transport car on Market Street, Mudgee. Track 8, heading News in Brief. There are seven items. Wood heater smoke. Smoke from wood heaters can be a major source of air pollution at this time of year. There are some simple ways to help reduce your heater's impact on the environment. Always burn small, aged logs of dry hardwood. Never burn treated wood or household rubbish. And regularly check your chimney for smoke. By reducing smoke from wood heaters, we can all stay warm and breathe easy. Fill your FOGO bin. With the cold weather well and truly upon us, your yard may be filling up with leaves and garden debris. Did you know that all garden debris, including leaves, lawn clippings, plant cuttings, and branches up to 10 centimetres in diameter, can be disposed of in your household green food organics and garden organics or FOGO bin? Community grants. More than $33,880 has been provided in the latest round of council community grants. Funding was provided to Kajigong Valley Physical Culture, $1,156, Business Mudgee, $600, Kandos Rylstone Film Society, $5,000, Rylstone Kandos Business Chamber, $10,000, Cook Scap and District Progress Association, $4,500, Pink Up Mudgee, $2,000, Windaya Progress Association, $2,500, Arts Council Gulgong Incorporated, $1,250, Business Concierge Limited, $1,875, and Warrabinga Native Title Corporation, $5,000. School holiday activities. Roll up to your local public library. These school holidays get involved in circus-themed activities like big top oil painting, circus sculptures, carnival games, circus collage, juggling balls, and movie afternoons. A small fee of $5 is charged for some activities to cover supplies. For ages 3 to 14. Bookings at mwrclibrary.eventbrite.com. Art Express on exhibition. Art Express is now on exhibition at the Mudgee Arts Precinct. The exhibition features artworks created by New South Wales visual arts students for the 2022 high school certificate. The themes addressed in this year's exhibition highlight issues of importance for students, including the chaos and isolation caused by the pandemic. Open until the 27th of August. Rural waste compliance. One of the ongoing challenges council and the community face is a misuse of rural waste transfer stations, including dumping of prohibited waste types or incorrectly placing waste in the facility. Council has increased the compliance action at rural waste facilities, issuing clean-up cost notices to those who incorrectly use these facilities. Local event funding. Council has provided $16,500 in financial and in-kind assistance to support local events. One-off funding was provided to the Mudgee Mud Dragons, New South Wales Rural Doctors Network, and Central Tamberlands Branch Australia Stockhorse. Multi-year funding was provided to Rylstone Show Society, Mudgee Dressage Group, and Kajigong Valley Pioneer Club. Council's Events Assistance Program is designed to assist local community events that benefit the economy. Track 9, heading Improving Local Roads. Council has sealed 39 kilometres of local roads over the last 3 years, with a further 21.3 kilometres to be sealed over the next 2 years. A number of key projects that have been completed include the sealing of collector road bus routes, including sections of Cox's Creek Road, 2.1 kilometres, Mabel Road, 4.6 kilometres, and Pyramal Road, 1.2 kilometres. Collector roads are roads that carry higher volumes of traffic collected from minor and main local roads. These works commenced in October 2020 and were completed in February this year. Council secured $1.6 million in grant funding through Round 1 of the New South Wales Government's Fixing Local Road Program. A further $500,000 was contributed by Council towards the project. At right is a picture of a truck laying gravel on a road in the Midwestern region. Track 10, heading Mudgee Town Hall Cinema Anniversary. Council and Rotary are celebrating 10 years working together to host the Town Hall Cinema. As part of this special anniversary, Rotary will be providing free popcorn to all cinema patrons during the July sessions. Ticket holders will also have the opportunity to win cinema tickets and candy bar vouchers for the remainder of the year. The Unlikely Pilgrimage of Harold Fry, rated M, Sweet As, rated M, and Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, rated PG, will hit the big screen this month on the 7th, 8th and 9th of July. Ticket at Council's website or at the door unless sold out prior. Pictured is the promotional image of the Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse movie. Track 11, heading Join Council for National Tree Day on the 30th of July. Council is proudly hosting a Tree Day event near Glen Willow's new rugby union field on Sunday the 30th of July. Residents are invited to come along and plant trees and shrubs to attract native animals behind Rugby Union Field 1. Please park in the P4 car park and wear a hat and enclosed shoes. Tools, gloves, refreshments and a free barbecue will be provided. For more information, visit Council's Facebook page. Council hosted three planting days along the Cudgegong River and Lawson's Creek with local disability organisations and schools in May. More than 1,500 tube stocks were planted by 150 volunteers, and Council would like to thank all volunteers for their participation. The plantings will provide wildlife habitat and corridors for wildlife to travel from one area to the other, as well as improving the overall health of the river systems. These events are made possible with the assistance of Watershed Land Care, local land services, Mudgee Men's Shed and Mudgee Lions Club. The revegetation of the Cudgegong River catchment was funded by the Australian Government under the Murray-Darling Healthy Rivers Program. At right is an image of two people planting trees at a previous National Tree Day event at the Glen Willow Regional Sporting Complex. Track 12, heading Your Council Representatives. There is a head and shoulders photo of each of the nine councillors. Councillor Des Kennedy, Mayor, 6378-2850. Councillor Sam Payne, Deputy Mayor, 0407-225-285. Councillor Paul Cavalier, 0403-995-533. Councillor Katie Dicker, 0407-234-849. Councillor Alex Caravas, 0428-670-905. Councillor Robbie Palmer, 0407-246-381. Councillor Peter Shelley, 0403-156-405. Councillor Phil Stoddart, 0407-208-730. And Councillor Percy Thompson, 0428-740-226 and 6374-0226. Track 13, heading Live, Work, Invest, Visit. Live. Take the Plastic Free July Challenge this month. Together, every small step to avoid single-use plastic adds up to make a big difference. Reducing plastic waste helps protect the ocean, avoid landfill waste, reduce potential harm to human health, and influence business and government. Being part of Plastic Free July will help you to find great alternatives that can become new habits forever. Join millions worldwide taking steps to end plastic pollution by choosing a single-use plastic to avoid this July. Learn more at plasticfreejuly.org. Work. Midwestern Regional Council is an award-winning organisation offering a range of career opportunities in areas such as admin, planning and development, water supply, parks and gardens, libraries, operations and community services. Council is an equal opportunity employer and values diversity in its people. For current positions vacant, go to Employment on Council's website. Invest. The total economic value added, or EVA, by all industries in the Midwestern region is now estimated at $2.7 billion, representing 27% of the $10.2 billion EVA in the Arana region, and 0.4% of the $654.2 billion EVA in New South Wales. The total EVA by the region's industries increased by 45% from 2018 to 2022. The EVA by the region's mining industry increased by 86% to $1.3 billion, whilst the region's healthcare and social assistance industry increased by 44% to $137.1 million over the same period. Source: REM Plan Economy. Visit. Glen Willow will be the host venue to the New South Wales Touch Association's 2023 Country Championships from the 14th to the 15th of October. New South Wales Touch Association General Manager Dean Russell said it was a significant undertaking to bring the event to the region this year. The event is expected to attract 1,200 participants, officials and spectators, with an estimated economic impact of close to $1 million. Track 14, heading events calendar for July 2023. All of July, plastic-free July. Join millions worldwide taking steps to end plastic pollution by choosing a single-use plastic to avoid this July. Taking part will help you to find great alternatives that can become new habits. 2nd to 9th of July, NAIDOC Week events for our elders. At various locations, free events including flag-raising ceremony, movie screenings and Indigenous plant product making course. Visit Council's Facebook page for details. 7th to 8th of July, Mudgee Small Farm Field Days at AREC, a two-day annual event that has been running for over 40 years. The event promotes innovation and sustainability in agriculture and rural living. 7th to 9th of July, Town Hall Cinema at Mudgee Town Hall. Free popcorn to celebrate the 10th anniversary. Generally held on the first weekend of each month. Bookings and screenings on Council's website. 19th of July, Midwestern Regional Council meeting at Council Chambers, Market Street, Mudgee from 5:30 p.m. Meeting live stream available on Council's website, midwestern.nsw.gov.au. 30th of July, National Tree Day at Glen Willow. Plant trees and shrubs to improve native habitat. Bring a hat and sunscreen. Tools, gloves and refreshment provided. Free barbecue. More details on track 11. Please note, all information was correct at the time of publication. Events may be subject to change. Please contact event organisers for further details. Track 15, heading Contact Midwestern Regional Council. Stay up to date with Council news as it happens. Like Mid-Western Regional Council on Facebook. Follow at Choose Mudgee Region on Instagram. Follow MWR Council on TikTok. Midwestern Regional Council, winner of the Bluett Award for 2022. Address: 86 Market Street or Post Office Box 156, Mudgee 2850. Telephone: 02-6378-2850 or 1300-765-002. Fax: 02-6378-2815. Email: council@midwestern.nsw.gov.au. Website: midwestern.nsw.gov.au. This is the end of the reading of the Midwestern Community News for July 2023. Your volunteer narrator has been Jean Reid.